Thank you. Thank you. Anything for my eyes. And that gave me brains, the biggest computer in the world. This brain made The government will pay his ticket. The government will pay his ticket. He become a friend. And by the father, we become a friend. So we only have to give one vote. And it's so easy for us. And then we will become a friend. So Allah is telling his friends, you know what is good for him? The friend. Allah says, don't worry about all the other things. Only one thing you do is try to give the father. Don't disobey fear the law and the end of Allah. Allah is to be Allah. Allah is a never being. Allah is to be never. And what you have to fear? The disobedience of Allah. Pious people, saints, they say we only fear two things in our life. One is we must never commit a sin. We must never be in disobedience of Allah. Because then, if Allah becomes angry with us, there are people we have seen with our eyes, we have done wrong things, and as punishment came, they don't know where it is, which way they come up or going. We must fear us very much to be disobedient to Allah. I'll give one other story, and this is mainly with regard to the rights of a fellow people. Then the man has more rights, he forgives also in great abundance. But the fellow could have one story about the day. There was a man very rich, and he had many shops also, a very rich man. One day he told his wife, they cook some special food, and the two of us, we sit, we eat, we make love with one another, like a special night for us. Like today, which is a wrong thing, but when something like that, we go and eat out. Don't go and eat out, eat in your house, but have a nice meal. Tell your wife to prepare something, and you sit and you have a nice meal, and you're just the two of you, and you enjoy yourself. So you told us, she prepared a nice meal and everything. Just as they were sitting to eat, there was a knock on the door. A man is going to give something in the name of Allah. Allah will give you, but give me something. This man became very angry. And he went to the door and he gave it back at one step. You see, just when we want to sit and eat, we have to enjoy ourselves, you come and spoil our life. You come and you are angry. And then the fellow down, you want to come in. He ain't finished, but Allah is not like this. Things like this that we do, when we take advantage of someone, especially a person who doesn't have the law to speak, a worker or a wife who are cruel to your wife or cruel to your workers, etc., and you treat them bad like this, the repercussion is very, very bad. It so happened now that all the shops, one shop closed down, business went down. Second shop, all the shops closed. He had no income. And he tell his wife, I can't even support you anymore. Today my position has become set, I can't even support you. Therefore, I give you divorce. You can go now because I can't even support you. Over time, she got married with somebody else, and the baby was very happy. That husband also told her one day that we wear some nice food, let us sit and have a nice meal, and we can enjoy ourselves. She prepared, dressed up herself, and they're sitting there having a meal. Just as they are about to eat, there was a knock on the door. And the beggar again said, give something in Allah's name, Allah will give you barakah. So he told his wife, take all this food and we will give you the beggar. When she opened the door, he heard a big noise, all that food fell down. She screamed and she fell down unconscious. He went quickly to see what happened. She came again, revived her, she came back. Pastor, why are you screaming like that? What did that man interfere with you? Did he find out or something? She said, no, just forget it, doesn't matter. She said, no, please, you have to tell me, what's wrong with her? So she said, before I married you, I was married with another man. And one day he also told me that his kids are poor and a special man. Just as we were supposed to eat, there was a beggar at the door. And he went and he hid that beggar. And the beggar went away and then he went down in madness. But it was everything. Finally he knew that he was me. And then I got married to you. I came tonight and told me that I was having a nice meal. to teaching and upbringing in Lhasa. So how things change in this world? Never ever truth, injustice, zulm to any person. Especially people like beggars, people who are walking on their own, never ever to do injustice to them. We don't know whose position the argument is so great. And many people who come for salah, so they will come nice clothes, they have worn clothes, etc. And many times we take advantage of them. Krishna Guru said, get out of the way, where you step in my way. Be very careful. We don't know which one of them is better to use or not. And if we hurt me, Allah takes me better of me. So, taqwa, fear will be the law and the punishment of Allah. And how to bring this taqwa? This taqwa outwardly seems to be very difficult. What we understand, taqwa, what the Prophet has said, they will say the patience from all sides are so much, the whole environment of this side, that we are not supposed to look at the other woman, everywhere they are looking, and today how we are dressed also to the woman. And especially at the workplace, if women also are working, how they dress, how much work they do, and they come so close to you, how if you have butter, and you put it in front of the fire, and if it doesn't matter, it's not butter. It has to matter. If a man, and he comes into contact with a woman, and he doesn't have some feelings, he's not a man. By nature, that is made in such. Now, how are you going to protect yourself? The person should be very, very difficult. Allah said, I make you very easy. Allah is not proud of you. Allah is the most kind. Allah has made the difficult, difficult thing like taqwa. Allah made it easy also. How? Allah said itself, Kunu as-sadiqin. All you do is those people who got taqwa, who are sadiq with taqwa. Only not that they dress like a very pious people, big mahala, big chukra, and they get pious people. No, check out the internet. Everyone taqwa. All you have to do is you just stay there and you will get the taqwa. For example, very great alim. He gives this example. If you are a very poor person, you haven't got the fridge also in your house, you are very poor, and you are living in a place where temperatures go up to 45 degrees centigrade, 50 degrees centigrade, very, very hot. The water that comes out from the depth is almost like boiling water, not only hot water, like boiling water. And it is Ramadan, and it is summer, and for iftar, when you open your clothes up, you take the water from the depth, hot and boiling water, how difficult. But your neighbor is a rich man, and is a good man. So he tells you that give me your glass of water about 11 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock. And he takes it and he puts it in his fridge. Now the fridge doesn't make bayan to the water. The fridge doesn't ever want to make sika, hijana, or anything. Just in the company of the fridge. And after 6-7 hours, it is time for his time. 10 minutes before that, he takes the glass and he goes and gives his neighbor, guess what he will do. Now when he takes one sup, subhanAllah will come out of his heart, mashallah. So as after giving this hot days he was, now all the water, subhanAllah. The fridge didn't give any mention to the water. The fridge did not have to make any bujana or just stay in the company. And the fridge is a gateway. It's not a living thing. Human beings are living things. The fridge is a gateway. When the gateway can have so much effect, then a living thing and a pious man. Sadiqeen in taqwa, just by staying with them, see how our life will change. All taqwa will come to you, all the qualities of good will come to you. You just stay with them. There was one man, he had a lot of anger, very angry against. So he wrote to his chef, Ashraf al-Tanwi, many jobs. So every day you can have a separate, and you should separately put your camera on. People should order the clothes, make up the parcel, get it ready to the steps, and then post up the post. He should do his own work. This man has only said it yet. Nothing else. After 40 days, he went to another tribe, and he said, he wanted to do it. I said, after 40 days, 95% of my English speech. But I can't understand that one another never gave me one thing we heard about English. He never told me one hadith. He never told me one ayat of the Quran. He never told me anything. He should listen to his own word. And I can't understand how my English got finished. 95% of my English got finished. Manana replied two things. Manana said still 5% is balanced. We still keep going. Then it becomes 100%. And the reason for it, just by sitting in company, is that it was part of it. So whatever company, sea fights are, yeah, in the street we came, the fans are on, the aircon is on, we are all cool. You just come in and you feel the difference. You don't have to put a budget on yourself and you don't know how to get to it. It's natural. If there were the heatest one in the masjid now, you come in with the heat. So just like that, every person, whatever age it is, and the pious people, who want Allah and Allah, who want Allah and Deen, and who are able to bring the qualities in them, just by sitting with them, the qualities are not.
Very good.
the company is concerned, we also have other children. Don't think if other children are taking drugs, etc., then we have to keep away from them. And it's cool that happened to the company, we can never keep them from them. So company has got a great effect. I will finish with this one example, also which I have learned something. That we all drink tea. So Maha Singh, you are drinking tea and take the four lessons of tea. What are the four lessons? That the same tea, just now before that, it was plain water. The name was water, color, water, no taste, no form, and water cools you down. And water, no color, no taste, it cools you down, and water, you give one another feel. But the same water stayed in the company of the tea leaves just for 2-3 minutes. Now the name is changed, no more water. Now the same tea. The price is changed. Water is very cheap for free, but tea you have to pay. Then the color has changed. It became black now. It was clear and I became black. Then the effect is changed. Tea which you are, water which you don't want to use it now. But tea doesn't work. So the effect of it also changed. Why? Because it stayed in the company of the tea. So see, sober company, what great effect it is. But the condition is it must be hot. If you put tea leaves in cold water, nothing will happen. It has to be hot water, boiling water, then it becomes tea. So the same way, when a person takes contact with a chef, not only you become mad and finish, no contact. No, keep a hot relationship. I usually say, some other Rama, they give permission, you can get married on the form also, make Nita. And Nita, Babu, and Kuntas, and everything. If some other Rama say, no, it's not possible. It is possible in today's time, some other Madhuskis give permission that you can make Nita on the internet. Facebook, and the witnesses are present, maybe they give permission. I'm not a Mufti, I'm not giving for that, I'm just giving an example. But if all the Muftis of the world give permission that you can have a baby one night, you'll never get a baby one night. But then, even for 1 minute, you have some that company. Inshallah, after 9 months, you can get an example. But just one night, you can't get a baby. So the same way, company of the share. If you stay in the company of the share, then you will get the benefit. If your body becomes bad, then you may want that profession, if you don't look like ever in this company, how will you get the benefit? Now the other question is, that the water was clear, and that's very good, we all have clean, clear water. The mind became black. After company of the share, we became black. Yesterday, one student of another name asked me a very good question. He became there. He said, now after I became there, immediately I'm thinking I'm very there. And when I'm there, I say, the sugar, the real effect of that took place on you immediately. That is, when the person becomes there in the right way, then he realizes what is what. Before he becomes there, he thinks I'm very good, I'm very good in Salah, but you know concentration in Salah. Oh, I become so sincere. For example, the first benefit of genuinely becoming better, your false will start seeing your false. The type of this week is the type of effectiveness. Then a person will end there. The object of that should correct yourself. Then you don't know I'm bad, how can you correct yourself? If somebody go to the doctor and tell the doctor, I'm fine. I don't know diabetes, I don't know high blood pressure, I'm very good with the doctor, that's why you came to me. If you go to the doctor, you've got a problem. Then your head becomes migraine, your father wants to bring you some problem. So when a person realizes that what is going on, this is the starting point of somebody's Islam. And still it was another person, and also your share, not a confession of the person. But you tell your share, I got this disease, I got this problem. your status. Then you go to a better. If you don't say no desire, you know everything will be better next. No better than better. So weakness, that is the way. So now you got a tech. Now you share your work collectively. And you put the work now you got a heart. You collect your heart. After that, you put the sugar, the akhada, or character, you teach you good character. But just to put the sugar, it's not enough, the tea won't become sweet. You have to stir it. And you can't stir it with a straw or something. You need a spoon. And when you stir with a spoon, you let it sound. Like a pedal beater in the car in an accident, and he knocked and fixed up the car, reconditioned that. So that's it now. The share will correct your mahala, your dealings with other people, how you must treat your wife, your business dealings, don't put people down, you take loan, you don't pay it, etc. You correct all that also. And that is better for the nafs. So that is like the sharp, like the penetrator. But now the penetrator, he picks up the car, he wants it. Like friend, you know the car. So you also become a friend. Like doing accident, all bad things you were doing, no salat in your life, no ikhlas in your life, the couple of crime, jealousy in your life, all that is out of our deportation. So such tea in Urdu, they say, luxurious, hot tea, and luxurious, sweet tea, and luxurious, full cup of tea. And they say, luxurious, such tea every day. So like that, any person who will go through this process of the share, become properly balanced, it makes his Islam. He tells the other person, or the red form, and then the share picks him up, then he will become such, which they call Harbil Aziz, everyone of them. But at the moment, I'm sure, there are many people who are married here, but I don't think your wife, she ever brings you. Or she tells the husband to do much. The husband tells the wife no. But the wife very seldom she goes. They go, oh, you are so good, and you look after me so well. There is someone who is like this, you don't get it. The wife, she only brings her husband two times in her life. One is before marriage, when she's now engaged, and she tells all her friends, you know, can you marry me so and so? Very good man, he's the Sahana, he's a Hafiz, he's the, she's very good. And the other is after the time, then she will praise him. Then she will tell him, oh, he's a very good man, how he's good. But in between, you must forget. And one auntie, she was about 18 years old. So she phoned me many times, maybe about 5-6 years ago. She told me, your uncle is loving me. I said, no, we are small children, they are big people, how can we do it? But she phoned me, and I know what that was. When we go there, she started to do this, like this, like this. When we first think more, she got wrong. After about 2 months, my uncle passed away. So for the asking of those, we went again. She told me, you know what I'm doing. Your uncle was married with you for 16 years. Not one day even to me so much love. I said, just not 2 months ago, the list was already finished. But after you passed away, now see the change. So, but if you go through this process, why are you living? Your wife will also be sure enough to you. And she will praise you also. And a person whose wife praises him, there is no doubt that he's a worthy of her. Because the wife is the last person who will say, you please look after the lads and you please the lads. But if she has to tell you, then the husband is very good to look after the lads. The all the awliya say, that man who keeps his wife so happy that she said that you keep me well and I'm very happy with you, there is no doubt he's a very good one. So this is all about the greatest ayat of Nasir's life, but in the Aamud, Allah has blessed us all. In Taqwa, I will try to explain the Taqwa is Taqwa. And how to get Taqwa is by the Taqwa is Taqwa. Like the Baha'i is through your heart, tell you, this is a man of Allah. This is a pious man. You just leave with that person. So inshallah, all of you be very, give this very importance. Mashallah, yeah, but I'm not going to have a man, it's useless.
Thank you.